Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Art of Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Tomer Nesher. And today I'm going to talk about four digital marketing blogs that you need to read. Now, this can all kind of ties into one of my past episodes, which was how to learn digital marketing, especially in 2020. And one of the ways I mentioned is to read blogs. And there are four blogs that I read specifically. There's more to that, but I think these are four must-read blogs. And let's get right into it, starting now. Hey, so the first blog that we'll talk about is HubSpot. So what I enjoy about HubSpot is that, yes, sometimes they have guest writers, which is really enjoyable, getting us another point of view to it. But each of their blogs, for the most part, has some sort of value to it. Besides the value that they, a lot of the blogs have, obviously, statistics backing what their claims up. But on top of that, too, they offer you freebies. So those are templates, social media templates, auditing templates, which I also mentioned in a previous episode. Sales templates. They have all these different templates that they usually talk about in the blog and they offer for free. All you have to do is just give them an email. Now, what I enjoy about it though specifically is the fact that you can, these templates are so helpful. And on top of that too, the content is so well articulated throughout the articles. And to be honest, I'm a huge HubSpot fan. I love the HubSpot Academy. And so I'm biased. I could be wrong, but I'm biased that I do really appreciate HubSpot. Now, the next one I would like to discuss is Neil Patel. Neil Patel has his own blog. If you guys don't know who Neil Patel is, he's a famous digital marketer known for his SEO, and that's exactly what his blog is typically about. So if you go to his blog page, for the most part, you'll see his videos, but he does, and his podcast, but for the most part, he does have some solid blog posts, and a lot of them, I'm not an SEO expert. That's not my forte. My forte is social media ads, but with the SEO aspect of it, he is very knowledgeable and very, like I said, articulate with how he describes it, because there are some things I didn't know, and that's why his videos, by the way, are so important. That's why it's really good to look at what he has, because he has really solid videos in there. He just unleashed a course. I believe it was like SEO Unlocked, and like I said, it's very, very well done, and the best part about it too is the fact that he gets so in detail, and this is basically knowledge that a lot of people would charge you for, but they don't, or he doesn't at least. Because I mean, he offers, he's phenomenal, by the way. He offers also his free SEO tool called Uber Site Address, which I highly recommend as well. But what he, like I said, what he does is give you SEO knowledge that you probably can get somewhere else at a cost, and he's just given this to you for free. Now, the next one, I'm just gonna throw this out there. I read it here and there, but for the most part, Digital Marketer has an excellent blog. They're an excellent, reputable company. Highly recommend their actual blog post, but there's not really too much in depth to say about them specifically, besides the fact that they do a really good job describing, and they're always up to date and always giving out good content. The last one, and this is probably the one that I enjoy probably the most, maybe right behind HubSpot, is the Social Media Examiner and their blog post. Now, what I enjoy about their blog post specifically is that they do have breaking news about, you know, Facebook Creator Studio, basically social media news, and they are Social Media Examiner. But what I do enjoy about them is the fact that they walk you through step by step on how to complete something. So they not only they may have a video, but it's basically a tutorial. It's a blog post tutorial walking you through some of the stuff. So for example, I was stuck on one thing a few weeks ago, and it was how do you post Facebook ad as an organic post? And I was trying to figure that out. For some reason, I did it before, but I couldn't remember it. And they had an article walking you through exactly that, which I find is really cool, because that was something I couldn't figure out. And I couldn't find a single article video about it. And there you go. Like, they actually had it. It was well in depth. They actually had it almost like they showed you with images as well. I don't recall they had a video. I think they might have, but I do not recall. But that's what I enjoy about the art. They're so up to date on everything social media, and they are so articulate with their, with their work and their blog posts, that I definitely highly recommend Social Media Examiner as a blog post as well. Now, if you enjoy this episode of the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts, and please hit that subscribe button. That would be very much appreciated. And we'll see you back tomorrow. Take care.